I am so passionate about helping you learn how to begin setting goals and actually achieving them, even if you have never had success before with goal setting. I believe that God wants to show you just how amazing and powerful He created you to be through goal setting. I think it's going to become evidence that proves to you that He created you a powerful, powerful person. So, with that being said, as we work toward goals, we need to know how to handle upsets. There are going to be times when we're going for a goal and the conditions around us suddenly change and there is nothing that we can do about it. Something happens unexpectedly that impacts your strategy in a way that requires you to completely redesign your plan. Well, that's a skill of adaptation, and we need to develop that skill, and I want to talk about it today. So let's do it.
Are you tired of feeling like you never measure up? Are you tired of setting goals but giving up on yourself before you ever cross the finish line? Are you ready to live a life that you actually enjoy? Oh, girl, you're in the right place. Are you ready to experience confidence like you never have before? You are in the right place. God made you powerful and capable. And if you struggle to see yourself that way, I believe it's because your self-image has become distorted. My name is Tina Feemster. I'm a trained and certified Christian self-image coach, and God has placed a call on my heart to reach Christian women who struggle with how they see themselves. When you learn the truth about who you are in Him and who He is in you, your whole life will be renewed and improved in a way that only God can orchestrate. I'm going to help you discover the incredible way that God put you together. Settle in, sis, and get cozy. We're going to talk about it.
Adaptability is the skill we use when we realize that circumstances have changed and we have to adjust our actions accordingly. When we're going for a goal and circumstances change on us, it's good if we can make a shift in our strategy but continue to push toward the goal. We don't want to give up on the goal. We just want to adapt our behaviors to work with the circumstances that we have. And I don't want you to be afraid to adjust your strategy or even your timeline. There was a time in the past when if I had to adjust my strategy or lengthen the timeline, I felt like a failure. There was some shame that came with that. But I've learned that there's no shame in being flexible and stay focused. So if we can be flexible and still remain focused on the goal, that's awesome. That's wisdom, right? We can really get down on ourselves when our best laid plans fail to get the job done. Well, I don't want you falling into that trap that I fell into. I think that's an enemy's trap that the Lord doesn't want us to give into. All right. So that exercise of adaptation is just wisdom in action. It is not failure. It's wisdom in action. It's the ability to recognize that what we're doing isn't working and we need to change it up. So the goal is set. We're going to keep the goal, but the strategy can be adjusted. We're never going to change the goal, but we can certainly change our approach to achieving the goal. Change everything else if you want to, but don't change your goal. Keep the goal. The goal is important. You know, it was something that was birthed in your heart that you believed was worth your efforts. Keep the goal. Adaptability, when you can exercise that particular skill, it proves that you have a growth mindset, that you're not a fixed mindset. People who are of the fixed mindset see no opportunity for change or improvement. But if you can adapt, then it shows that you're willing to grow, that you're willing to be flexible, and you're learning from your failures and your setbacks rather than being discouraged by them. And that's a great way to grow your confidence. So many of you are struggling in the area of confidence. Well, just learning to be adaptable, learning to exercise that particular skill is a great way to grow your confidence. You know, if one approach isn't producing the desired results that you want, well, then you can try another method. So whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, if what you're doing isn't working, well, then change it up a little bit. And speaking of desired results, I want to remind you of just how important it is to track your progress. Back when we talked about organization, we talked about having a place for you to actually track your progress. You need to be able to measure the change that you are getting in your results. You need to know what that is, whether it's, you know, losing weight or inches or your bank account growing or your, you know, whatever it is, you need to be able to measure it. You can't adapt if you don't know that you need to. And the only way you're going to know that you need to adapt is if you're not making progress. Well, you've got to be able to measure that progress. So be sure that you're keeping track of your progress some way, somehow. All right. So keep the goal, but allow yourself to change up and adjust every other aspect of your pursuit if it's going to help you. That is wisdom, and that's something you can be proud of. All right, this has been a quick podcast episode today, but it's important. Adapting it's not the same as problem solving. Problem solving is just a momentary issue that rises that you need to address, but adapting in a situation is like the circumstances have changed. You realize that there's an issue with the strategy. You realize that there's a problem, you know, in the plan that you have, and you need to change up your approach. That's adapting. So keep in mind that adapting is a skill that you can grow, and it'll grow your confidence. All right, so if you have an area of your life that needs improvement, but you need a little bit of help getting there, again, I would be honored to walk that journey with you. I have a couple of client spots open, and I would love to fill those. So send me an email, and let's visit and see if we're a good fit together. You can find my email address in the show notes. And please remember that I love you and I believe in you. That's why I'm here. And I don't want you to settle for anything less than the full potential that God has placed within you. I love you. Talk again soon.
If you've enjoyed our time together today, please don't keep it to yourself. Spread the love and share the episode with a friend who could use a boost of inspiration, some revelation. That would be awesome. Also, request to join our free Facebook community. It's called Renewed and Radiant. You'll find the link in our show notes for this episode. We would love to have you join us. And one more thing, if you have found value in our conversation today, would you please take a moment and leave a review? Scroll all the way down on your device and click Write a Review. It's a little bitty spot way at the bottom. If you could leave a review, that would help me reach more ladies who need to join our community of faith-driven self-image warriors. Until next time, my friends, stay blessed, stay radiant, and always remember that your self-image is a masterpiece being revealed. I'll catch you in the next episode.